and love them. They haven't, you know, bought the best players like Chelsea and Man City have done in the past and tried to buy in, you know, force people into love them. By nature, naturally, they've got on with their own work. They've worked hard. They've worked hard on principles that we all know are very important, like teamwork and belief and cohesion. And they've become likable. And I think, again, that's a very good lesson for us as well, especially for Muslims in this day and age, that we need to become likable. We should be in our community where we don't go around telling people like us, but our own actions and our own attitude and our own words make us people, you know, that are attractive morally and otherwise.
Alhamdulillah. Dr. Sab, how do you see your team perform next year? Because as you know, with the seedings for the UEFA Champions League, you'll automatically go into pot one. So obviously, yeah, you will avoid playing the you know, winners of the other European countries of their league. So how do you think that will go? Obviously, it'll be very, very difficult. But how do you see it?
Okay, I'm going to voice the exact same sentiment that our manager voiced last night on Match of the Day when he was asked this question. And he basically said, look, I'm going to let everybody, in particular the fans, enjoy the moment to continue dreaming. And what Ranieri is here trying to say is that a lot of the time we don't enjoy the moment. We get worked up about what's going to happen tomorrow. And I think we've earned this. I think the city of Leicester, which is absolutely on fire right now, the whole place, there's something in the air. Even if you can't see people celebrating, you can see that joy and elation on their faces. Ranieri is basically saying, and I'll voice exactly the same thing, enjoy the moment. You know, we use the word reminisce a lot. We reminisce the good times. A lot of the times we reminisce the good times because when it actually happened, we didn't realize how good it was. And it's only later that we realize how good that moment was, and then we start to reminisce. And I think Islam as well, it says, live, you know, enjoy the moment. So we're going to enjoy the moment. Next season, and again, it's a new season. Everyone starts from zero. Yes, it was a freak season in the sense that the Big Four underperformed. I cannot imagine, for the love of God, that they're going to underperform again this season, especially with some high-profile managers coming into places like Manchester City. So I think first and foremost, our target is top 10 finish. I think we should survive relegation. In the Champions League, we're just going to enjoy it. If we could get out of the group stages, I think that would be a victory within itself. But at this moment in time, number one, we're not thinking about it too much because we're very, very occupied with enjoying the moment. And number two, we shouldn't get ahead of ourselves. This was a freak season. It's a one-off occasion. Leicester is not going to become one of the top five. I think the people of Leicester are humble and sensible and practical enough to realise that point.
Jazakallah, Dr. Saf, for your time. I know you're very, very busy, especially on the weekends and stuff. And inshallah, I'd like to have you on in future shows next season, and we can talk about the Champions League. And inshallah, hopefully my team, Liverpool, can be there as well, so we can have a good chat as well.
Well, with Liverpool, I have to say, and I've seen certain things that Mr. Klopp has done this season, he is by far the most intelligent manager in the league at this moment in time. And I think as a individual, he has shown certain things which shows how much of a gentleman he is as well.
But it's a complete contrast, isn't it, between the two characters? You've got Ranieri, Claudio Ranieri, who's very, very, you know, soft-spoken and not very emotional on the pitch, whereas Jurgen Klopp is the complete opposite, in a nice way.
I think it works well, but there's certainly a side of... I know he's very passionate on the sideline, but he's very, very compassionate when it comes to how he treats his players and how he treats the fans as well. So he's got a great formula. I don't think they could win the league, but a good cup run, and especially in the Europa League, it would be great to see Liverpool win a cup as well this season. It can happen.
Yeah, a couple of weeks done, so we'll be talking about that after the break as well. So Jazakallah for your time, Dr. Sab, and inshallah we'll get you on the new season as well.
Jazakallah. Thanks a lot.
Jazakallah for your time. Assalamu alaikum. That was Dr. Atul Hussain, who's from Leicester. So jazakallah to him for his valuable time and his knowledge about Leicester City Football Club. And it was an honour to meet him the other day, and an honour for me and Iman FM for him to be our guest. And what a learned individual, not just in the deen and also in the dunya as well. And these are kind of the role models we need to look up to. So this shows, you know, we need to be balanced, not just in the dunya but also in the deen. And mashallah, he demonstrated well in his comments as well. And jazakallah to him, and inshallah we'll have him on in the future to talk about Leicester City Football Club next season, and also how they perform in the Champions League.